You're listening to Spice Radio 1200 AM's The Morning Buzz with Mankiran Aujla. Now, the first round of the 2024 Stanley Cup playoffs are on, and the Vancouver Canucks are up against the Nashville Predators in this series. And we are now speaking to Nick Torrance, sports broadcaster and host of the podcast Discontinued Gravy. Nick, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Mankiran. Always happy to talk to you.
All right, so I can feel that you have the Canucks fever, Nick. So first off, how are you feeling about the fact that the Canucks have made it this far?
I mean, it's fantastic. It's been 9 years since they've been in the playoffs. I mean, it depends on who you talk to about the bubble playoffs. That's up to you. But, 2014-15 was the last time they were in it. And even then, they kind of got in. You didn't expect them to do anything. So it really feels like they haven't been in the playoffs since 2012. Honestly, it's so good to have that feeling back. You can feel the buzz. Like, this city awakens when the Canucks are doing well. Like, it gives this city life. It's actually really fun. That I don't think any other sports team in Vancouver gives the city.
Yeah, you know what? You're not wrong. I was in downtown just the other day, and I can't tell you how many Canucks jerseys I saw out there. People are just feeling it. So certainly the city is alive. But now let's talk about this series so far and how it's going. So game one, right, the Canucks, they won 4-2. So let's talk about that first game. How well were the Canucks for that first match?
It came out a little slow, I suppose. I mean, Nashville got up to that early lead. They scored the early goal, but the Canucks kind of all year, you know, they didn't panic just yet. They just kind of, they were like, no, we're here. We got this. You know, obviously it's an emotional time. You hear the fans and they probably had to get under their feet a little bit. Once they did, they were able to tie the game on a pretty weak goal by Elias Lindholm. And then the second period, you know, two goals in 12 seconds and all of a sudden the Canucks are in the lead and they were able to get the empty netter to add and make a 4-2 win in game one. They looked really good. Demko played a great game, and, you know, the Canucks, it was feeling really good.
It was good. The vibes were great for game one. But then comes game two. Unfortunately, the Canucks had lost. And I see a lot of people talking about this on social media and in the media in general, that the Vancouver Canucks were missing Demko, as you mentioned, their defenseman Tyler Myers, and most of their offense apparently was missing during game two. So breakdown, what went wrong here, Nick?
Well, yeah, Demko was missing due to injury. He hurt his knee, the same knee that he hurt that missed 14 games prior to the playoffs, but it wasn't the same injury. Unfortunately, his injury just requires rest. There's nothing you can do about it, so he's week to week. Tyler Myers is still kind of hidden as to why he didn't play. Nobody really knows. I haven't seen anything about why he didn't play. I believe it's some sort of small injury. We should see him back, hopefully sooner rather than later. And you say the offense was missing. Yeah, the offense was missing. Nobody physically was missing. They just weren't there on the ice. It was a tough night for the offense for the Canucks. I mean, you have 84 shot attempts, which are just shooting the puck, not just shooting the puck. 30 of them were blocked by Nashville. Nashville was getting in front of everything. And then they only had 18 registered shots. Now, if you do the math, that's like, what, 34 shots that just missed the net or hit the post or hit the side of the net? Like, the Canucks just hit so many posts. They had about three empty nets they should have scored on. You know, Elias Pettersson, probably their best, arguably their best player on the team and the best offensive player, is non-existent right now. He is, his confidence is shot. He's snake-bitten. Brock Besser, 40 goal scorer, only had one shot in the game. How does he only have one shot? You know, our goals came from Zadorov, and in game one it was, you know, Lindholm and Joshua getting a lot of the goals. You know, it's depth scoring. Where are our top guys? Where are the top guys for the Canucks? They need to step up, especially in the absence of Demko. I don't think missing Demko was such a big concern. I thought Smith played an okay game. It wasn't great, but I don't think it was his fault in game two. But I think this offense is good enough to carry them through. So, you know, the offense needs to find itself.
Yeah, and you know, in your observation, Nick, here, do the Canucks tend to rely on certain players? Or do you think they're going to be okay even if some of these players don't come back?
Well, that's the nice thing about the Canucks this year. I think they haven't had to rely on certain players. Like, you look at the stats, and the Canucks are significantly better with Demko in net. You wouldn't be. It's an all-star goaltender right there. But, you know, you've seen a lot of games where the top line has gone missing, and the depth scoring has come alive. Now, I think in the inconsistency for the Canucks, it's been one or the other. Either the top guys are going and the depth guys aren't, or vice versa. So if they can all figure it out, you know, it's going to be a lot easier for them. But yeah, this I mean Demko's already missed I think close to 20 something games this year. You know, they've played with DeSmith a lot of the year, and he's played admirably well. You know, obviously not as good as Demko. Nobody's going to say that, but he's still a quality goaltender. And yeah, I mean, he's only had two playoff games now, one in Pittsburgh and one here. So still to learn, but the Canucks can do it. They have the ability to play without these guys. I don't know how far, like, deep they can get in the playoffs without Demko. Like, that's another story. But they can win on a night with Casey DeSmith and that lineup they have. No problem.
So it just sounds like, Nick, it was an off day, wasn't it? Is it fair to say that?
Well, yes. I mean, if I'm being honest, I don't know how many Nashville fans are listening to your radio show, McGeer. But Nashville has no business being in the series. They're not playing well. They're not playing good at all. Even if you look at game two, the first goal was the first shot of the game. It took a weird bounce, and then it went into the net. You know, you can't blame anybody on that. The second goal, if you're going to let Philip Forsberg, the team's leading scorer, just walk in and score, you know, you're going to probably be scored on more than once. Then the third goal is just a bad giveaway from Pettersson in his own end, and they were able to get a rebound chance and score. These are kind of sloppy mistakes that, you know, if you erase two of them at least, I don't think Nashville scores four goals. It was an off day for the Canucks, but still, there's something, like, I wouldn't say game one was perfect either. Like, I wouldn't say they were technically on that day either, but the Canucks just need to kind of understand, like, how they play. Like, play the Canucks hockey that they've been playing all year. They've been hesitating a little more. They've been, you know, gripping the sticks a little too tight. They're falling. Like, Quinn Hughes is the best skater in the league. Why is he falling? You know, so just a little bit of problems there. But the Canucks are good enough to get through it. And, you know, just an off day, and they'll go into Nashville, and hopefully they can silence the crowd out there.
All right. So, Nick, what are we looking for in Game 3 then, going into this next game?
The Canucks need to go into Nashville and, like I said, silence them, you know, get on the board early. I found a lot of time, you know, I mentioned hesitation. This is like you're getting a pass, and when they are getting the pass, they're taking that one extra move, that one extra second to think about what they're going to do with it, and by the time that second is gone, the shot is gone, the goalie's gotten over, they're blocking the shot, whatever it may be. They just need to kind of loosen up, I figure, just get the puck, shoot. You know, like they need to loosen up, relax. They're still in this series. And like I said, Nashville has no business being in this series, and the Canucks should look at that. But they go into Nashville, they can win game three. They're set up for pretty well. Like if the Canucks won game two, the series is over. Like I don't think Nashville was coming back. Mm-hmm. So if they can go into Nashville and take one, maybe two out of Nashville, that would be the best for them. So game three, I just think they need to loosen up, understand, you know, this is the playoffs, it's a different animal, just figure it out and relax, and the goals will come. They will come.
They will come. You have faith here, Nick. All right, now the most important question, and I always like your predictions, Nick. You're usually on the ball here. Can the Vancouver Canucks win this series?
Oh, yeah. I I know when Demko went out, obviously, like, the probability went down, and certainly my thoughts went down too. But again, I don't think Nashville is that good. You know, they were really hot leading. They were probably one of the best teams entering the playoffs in regards to wins, but they weren't beating playoff teams. They were beating teams that weren't in the playoffs. So they're coming in and playing one of the top team in the Pacific. They just aren't that good. I'm not saying that they're not good, but the Canucks should win. I'm not concerned. DeSmith is a good goaltender. Even if DeSmith has an off day, maybe you have to go into Archer Seelaws, the third stringer. I don't mind that. But I think the Canucks can win this series. I'm not too concerned by it personally. But round two is a different story. But round one, I think they can win with the team they have right now.
All right. I have faith in you, Nick. Let's see if you got it right, because usually Nick is on the ball with these things. Nick, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. You take care.
No problem, Kieran. I'll see you soon.